My name is Sandy Berry, and I'm manager of People's Pantry here in Flagstaff, Arizona. We conceived this whole thing last December and got it on the road the second week in June. Well, I've been feeding people since I was 8, just family tradition. I never thought of it as charity work. My grandma, if someone in the block was sick, she knew about it instantly, and chicken noodle soup was on its way. My family, they're farmers and ranchers and dairymen. I learned early on how to can food, dehydrate food, freeze food, share food. So it's just been part of our culture. When you're raised on the land, you just naturally think of what you're raised with, which was food. So when you're dealing with food, you're talking about people's lives and their extended families. So it's very important to be part of that experience so they don't feel ostracized. When you stay connected, then you care about your neighbor, and that neighbor cares about that neighbor, and it just makes for a stronger community overall.
Hello, my name is Sherry Jacob, and I've lived in Flagstaff for 25 years. I used to work in a day program with developmentally disabled adults until my partner, that I've been together with for 23 years, got Alzheimer's. I am now his full-time caregiver, so I can't work. And the People's Pantry is wonderful because it gives us a weekly opportunity to come and shop. You know, the food bank is just once a month. I make a lot of interesting stuff, but out of what I'm getting right now, there's mostly breakfast food, some juice, and I got some wheat flour because lately I've been making empanadas. Empanadas are a Cuban or South American meat pie. I kind of got into them because they're an easy thing to make for my husband. He doesn't always feed himself. I have to feed him a lot, and a hand pie is something he can hold on to and feed himself.
Hello, my name is Judy Merrick, and I've been living here in Flagstaff for about 22 years, and I'm a volunteer here at People's Pantry. About 3 years ago, I could have used this. I'm an hourly paid worker, and my hours were cut because I was ill, and so having a place like this would have been just great to be able to come in and you know, not spend my money on groceries and be able to spend my money on making my car payment. So this is just kind of, I guess, payback. You know, I want to do it, and I know it's a need. We thought we were going to do 20 people a day, and we're doing 82 people today. So there's a need in there, and getting that need out to everybody in Flagstaff who want, and then getting people to step up and help. And I think that's really a big part of who Flagstaff is, you know, that we're there. You just got to tell us. We may be oblivious and looking at the pretty mountain and the beautiful skies and stuff, but tell us there's a need, and we're going to step up and take care of our own.